Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the ENCE second quarter 2012 results presentation. This presentation will be led by Mr. Ignacio Colmenares, CEO of the company. Mr. Ignacio, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to ENCE's 2012 second quarter results conference call. Today I'm joined by Mr. Diego Maus, Chief Financial Officer, and Mr. Rafael Rico, Head of Investor Relations. I'm happy to present you our first half figures that show we keep on track with our internal operational targets in a context of rising pulp prices, and that we have set the basis to grow in terms of EBITDA and cash flow in the coming quarters. The main highlights of the quarter are outlined in slide number 2. 2012 first half results have been solid across business, underpinning three major trends. First, sound growth in production of both pulp and energy, improving efficiency and utilization ratios. Second, very positive performance of the cost of production, with cash cost reaching 340 euros per ton on average for the period. And third, the maintenance of our balance sheet strength, both in terms of net debt and liquidity position. We are expecting growth in the next quarters, with first half financial performance clearly above fourth quarter numbers. Once the solid operating performance is additionally supported by a better pricing environment. As you may know, prices have kept recovering from last year's bottom level to reach 790 euros per ton in June, and we expect prices to remain stable for the coming months. Turning to the breakdown of January-June profit and loss account in slide number 3. Total sales close to 400 million euros in the first half, with the pulp and energy businesses reaching 280 million euros and 97, almost 100 million euros respectively. I would like to highlight the growing contribution of the energy business, with total electricity sales growing by 13% on an annual basis, based on a better prices and operating metrics across the quarter. The price improvement currently being implemented will support future performance. At the gross margin level, adjusted EBITDA exceeded 78 million euros in the first 6 months of the year, with net income standing at 16 million euros for the period. This solid financial performance resulted from a very good set of operating metrics both in pulp and energy. To review the basic figures